Okay, we're holding. He's dealing with the second part of the Mishnah. He dealt with Hasponim, Boshesponim, and now he's dealing with the Rotzen. V'amacharkach Yerotzen. I think we did a little bit, but we'll back up there. Yesh leTamua Ma'ir Shnei Dvarim BeYachad Loima Hasponim Gehenim UBoshesponim Gan Eden Yerotzen. Is deficient, and b'meila you're setting up a lot of people for Gehenim. So in a certain sense, you're setting up Zer Avram for Gehenim. You're saying that Azeponim are going to Gehenim. You're saying Klal Yisrael are Azeponim. So, these are the two institutions that keep us out of Gehenim. V'dova ze gilu b'medrash b'parashas Lech Lecha. Epshim ha'avim shabiechen oma. Arba dvorim her l'kodesh baruch hu. Gehenim, malchias, matan teira, beis ha'migdash. Omaloi. Kol zman shebanecha oiskim b'shtayim, nitzoyle b'shtayim. Kesh b'shtayim, noiflin b'shtayim. So, you have Gehenim and malchias versus Matan Torah and Beis Hamikdash. So b'meila, that's the Kesha. And now he's going to explain a little why this Indian keeps out of Gehenna. Obi anam ezer sabigvus Hashem pirush Rashi dover zeh, ki Beis Hamikdash v'Torah ikar oilam. Ki kemoi sheba'odam halev ha'meich ikar odam, halev shemen achiyus v'amorach shesham ha'seichel. So the Sheirish of Adam and the Seif Pasik of Adam is both in the Lev and the Seichel. The Lev is the Mokar of Eschius. The Seichel is the Hemshech, where everything leads up to. B'chein b'chal ha'olam yesh ben beis ha'migdash v'atayra shem ikar ha'olam. Smudim yachta. So the sheirish from where Chiyus is nevea to the world starts at Beis Hamikdash, which is Deima to the Lev, and that's why it's then Tziusa of the Adam, and the place where it heads to is Torah. So first of all, we've identified two main points of Kiyum. One is Shirish of Chiyus, and one is a Tachlis of Chiyus. The lave pumps the Chiyus at a minimal level, and it comes into the Adam, and it finally works its way up to the Seichel Olyan of a person, and that's where the Tzuras Adam becomes the most the most chashuv of it. It's interesting. For the same reason, the lave in a person's body has a very specific makom. It's a very specific aver. It's a real flesh and blood aver, and so on. The seichel in a person has a brain, but the mind really sort of supersedes the brain. It's not quite the physical, the pumping of the brain doesn't pump, the heart pumps. The Torah, I mean, whether you want to understand Torah as being in the Oren, which is not min Amida. Or you want to understand that Torah has no, you know, physical manifestation. Wherever Kleisos Isik Torah, and that's what Torah is. So Torah, as opposed to Avodah, and Beis Hamikdash has a very special makom, and its kedusha is totally in a makom. It's totally a physical makom. Torah is be'etzim beyond, above it. And even if you'll say Torah is represented by the Aron with the luchos, it's not min aminyan. It's not part of a physical mitzias of makom. Or the Beis Hamikdash ba'aretz by the Torah shemagir olam elyon. Yesh lo olam sulam oimid ba'aretz magir l'mayim hashamayim. If a person has, if lo yitzur, there would be a shayish of chiyus, but it's not going any place. The thing itself would not be a chai. In order for something to be a chai, we need something to come from somewhere and go to somewhere. The me'ayin or la'an are the two nekudas, like when you complete a circuit. In order to complete a circuit and have electricity course through a circuit, you need to have a motor for the electrons and a destination. One without the other does not carry a current. It does not carry a koach. So here you have the sulam that connects the shorish of Adam, the shorish of Chiyus, to the safe passing. Lakach omar kashmishrom is askim in midrash of Torah yinasu in Gehenem. V'dov ezeh tuchal lahavim min advarim shebe'anulach. Ki kasha hu misasik be'elushtayim, hu misasik be'dov eshu ika. Habeis ha-migdash v'atoyrem k'neg alei v'amoach shim ika Adam, kach elushtayim ika ba'elam. V'shvol zeh nitzol min ha-Gehenem. She'en ha-Gehenem rak she'shom nevar Adam, v'enem ha-metzius k'choy shvibad. So he's teaching the reason why he nisa from Gehenim with these two inyanim is Gehenim is lack of chiyus, lack of metzias, and these two are the sheirish of metzias. So inyanim that are zel maseh are keilu. You know, one is gufa metzias and one is ivadon and zekeneged zeh. I'd like to add another pshat. Nachman doesn't say it, but I'd like to add it. The flow of Shebanim Hamikdash Besein Chalkei Maseres Secha, when a flow goes from a Sheirish to what's Lamala, that is a getter of Hachna. In other words, you have a pyramid, you have something on the bottom and something on the top. Azus is Yirav Anar Bezokin, where the Sheirish is trying to end the Tachlis. You're mixing up the Seder Advarim, and therefore you're trying to jump the gun. And when you do that, that's why you're Oike Yochias Yometzias. So Azus is a Shaloikis Sijon Deke Mahalach, where even though I'm at the bottom end of the heap, I try to push myself over to the top of the heap. This type of mahalach, where you have the binyan beis hamikdash v'seichel kemes arasecha coming as a hemphill of that, is the hefech of this mahalach. It's the right mahalach where the lowered one tries to bring out the higher one. V'yoyisim izeh. Da'amina b'Bava Basra, perikama al hurdas, Shekova Irish Oilam, Shargas Hachamim, the Kova Irish of Terra, Yelech be is Asik the Irish Oilam, who base Amigdash, Shik Irish Oilam, Kirisa Hossa. Veloma Nika Elo Shnaim Irish Oilam, Ke Elo Shnaim Ikamitsis Oilam, Kemesha Hosha who had Amitsis, Shin Dobba Nimsa Behosha, Meshavana Pomim Harbor Dobba Zelamala, Shiko Hosha Molosha for Asak Amalichi Ois for Mechatoni. So the word chasach means to be monea, to prevent, and so on, and therefore it's milosha choishech, where something it's not existing. when you chasach the means, you did not make it available. You did not allow its metzias in. So the choshech is klape us, head of metzias. Wherever you have oil, you have a metzias, a gila metzias, but that's metzias. Olafika elashayim dan besamigus vatera iin echad. Shtei madregas zuals. Olafika, kasha odem is asik ba'er shal olam, u besamigus vatera, nitzel mechoshech de gehenne, kach omid medrish. I want to add another possible knach in terms of what exactly is this ha'ara. You know, he says two things are ha'ara, based on mikdash ha'ara, and Terah Zahara. And he says, you know, he was Mechaba Oyer Shalom, therefore he should be Misasik in some which is Oyer Shalom. The two, when we speak about a Ha'ara, we're speaking about giving things a framework, perspective of Ruchnias. In other words, we're taking something. And let's say we use the English colloquial expression, to put something in a different light. So that means I present it in a certain way as something. So presenting something as in a certain way. Is, you know, I'm giving to you in this tzura. So the Torah and Avodah are both in Yanim that present the world in a different tzura, and each one does it in a different way. Avodah means that the perspective of Avodah is that everything in this world is there as a hechatimtza for something beyond the world. That's what Avodah tells me. So Avodah is means that everything in the world is a tzerech for something beyond it. So just like when a person is a mishares, he is a chetimtza for Avodah Hashem. He is a chetimtza for Avodah Hashem to realize what he wanted to. So that is one way, one inyan that's meir everything else. The second inyan is that when a person learns Torah, so that the person's own metzias becomes subordinate for the chelak lakai in him. It's as if the whole guf is just a chetimtza for my deher, for my gili, and so on. So both of these are ha'aris, except in different ways. Avodah is a ha'ara by subordinating everything to be as echtimtza for Ribbono Shel'Olam, and Torah is all of Adam becomes subordinate to his own metzias pnimius and so on. Olafikach achashama asman gehenim b'shulam gan Eden, omi rotsen shlibana, ba'oz yisrael letzulam gehenim ve'elad varam bruim ma'oid kashetavim. So both of these are, they give a person a real metzias. In other words, kol oid, the person's metzias, is his physical self, then he has no metzias, he has no kiyum, and everything disintegrates. When he deheres through ha'ara what he is, that's when the person begins to get metzias. B'ta'ayin eich misha oisik b'migdash v'toyres v'gehenim. So now he says ki achashe sida tzad small shor gehenim b'tzad dimin shor gan Eden sida hem tzoy ben shnei aktzavos shebeis hamigdash v'tor b'neim v'hovon advarim elu ma'oit. So he says something very strange over here. He says that ki ilu gan Eden is yimin, that makes sense. But that this is somewhere in the middle, not between two. So over here on the bottom, he brings from Chiddush Agadas. He says, "Kimatn turin mitzat lo mitzat small lo mitzat yamin rak mina emtza mitzat aze imadrega l'mayla mitzat." Then he brings weiter that Torah is always in the emtza and so on. It's strange over here that Torah's the emtza makes sense when you're talking about inyanim olam hazeh. So a person who indulges a lot versus a person who's mistagif a lot, you say Torah is a kavam tzoyin, that is correct. But here you're talking about gan eden and gehenim, a ultimate and good and ultimate and bad. What's the pshat that we're saying b'samigdash and Torah b'neihem? In what way, you know, why is it b'neihem? It's medabik a person to the world of kedusha, of toiv, of ruchnias. A little bit hard to understand over here how he's putting it down over here, that's be'emtza. I could understand it's a chetimtza to get to oyer and so on. I don't know. I don't have a good terrace for it. It's also like he's kilu coming off the Mishnah. It says as panim lehenim, boishes panim gan eden. So I've set up yamin and smoil, and now I'll give you something in the middle, which is the Torah and avoda. But where is that different than boishes panim? I mean, boishes panim is the gan eden. So that's a good meat. This is a good meat. I don't know. I don't have a clock as to what the pshat of here is. Okay, so we'll hold it here by the next Mishnah. And the Mirtz Hashem, the week after, we'll be able to we'll be back again. Okay. Okay.